This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Wa ba'du. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. We'll make some prayer for all of us who are present today and also for those who are not present. And we make dua, inshallah, for... we pray for everybody who are traveling. And also, especially, we pray for Sister Zubaida, who is very ill, is not well, but alhamdulillah, sign of improvement is there. And Dr. Maqbul, those who are with us, may Allah Rabbul Alamin help all of them, inshaAllah. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma bika asbahna wa bika amsayna wa bika nahya wa bika namut wa ilayka nushur. Bismillahillazi la yadurru ma'asmihi shay'un fil ardi ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد النبي اللهم زدني علما نافعا ورزقا طيبا وعملا متقبلا يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك وعلى طاعتك اللهم اختم لنا بالحسن الخاتمة ولا تختم علينا بالسوء الخاتمة اللهم يسر لنا ولا تؤسر لنا يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم اجعلنا من الصابرين والصابرات والقانتين والقانتات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار صلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين يا رب العالمين. We have never failed to ask Allah رب العالمين to bless our day, our night, our living, our dying, to bless those who are present and those who are absent among us. May Allah keep on shower His blessing upon those who are healthy among us and those who are not well. May Allah said, "Iza maritu fa huwa yashfin." When you are ill, the one who really cure is not anyone except Allah Rabbul Alamin. But being human, we need to do something. And that's why the Prophet command us to ikhtiyar. Look for medication. Go to the specialist. Get their advice. Try your best to follow them. But sometimes human may error. They may give you the wrong medication from one to another. But Allah Rabbul Alameen have command us to do what we must do. And we try our best, we must have hope and faith in Allah Rabbul Alamin after that. What is going to happen to all of us in the future, no one really knows. But one thing that is so important that Allah remind us, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Never, never give up hope from Allah's mercy. Just do your level best. What is important also, we ask Allah to make all the brothers and sisters who are not well to have extra sabar, extra faith. Yeah? Allah will help them. Either we have a good ending to go back to Allah, either we become better. Both is good for the believers. For those who are traveling, we know traveling is qid'a min al-azab. The Prophet did say, traveling is a struggle. It is difficult. It's not easy. Time factor, food, environment. And that's why the Prophet said to the travelers, when you arrive to your destination, don't forget to ask Allah for protection by saying, "A'uz bi kalimatillahi tammat min sharri ma khalaq." It's a new area, new environment. We don't know whether we are going to a better place, safer place. But normally today, for Muslim, it is safer for us to be at home. Yeah, traveling, there's a lot of trial. Yeah. Those who have been traveling, they will understand what I said. Yeah. It's not easy today. Because the evil force, yeah, is showing, yeah, the colors. Evil and good is always there. But the evil force is showing the color, and they become more, yeah, aggressive, is because the good force is weak. That's how it goes in life. When you are weak, the other is going to get stronger. Bad people become more arrogant, more brave, because the weak people the good people don't do anything. Yeah. But if the good people also are together, amal ma'ruf, nahi munkar, then you minimize the evil. Evil is always there. Yeah. It's just like when there are a lot of people who are alert about what to eat, yeah, how to eat, what to drink, where to eat, then you save yourself from a lot of medical problems. Then, but if you don't care, because the world is so corrupted today, they just want money. Everybody just want fast money. They produce things that only Allah knows. Yeah? They could put chemical only Allah knows. And before, it's so important to take the food with the skin. Now we dare not even eat the skin, because they use a lot of pesticide. We don't know. They want the fruit to look beautiful, but inside is dangerous. So what is important for us as fellow believers, we try our level best. If we know that today's world, to eat fruits with their skin is not safe, throw the skin. Even there's a lot of vitamin there, but then to take the vitamin with poison together, plus, then we suffer. Let us minimize, yeah? And we can take some other supplement that we are sure, yeah, that is being confirmed is a good supplement, because health is well. Yeah. So may Allah make it easy for all of us, for the travelers. Yeah. There's a lot of tests today, and what the Prophet said 1,000 over years is so true. Yeah. In traveling, there is like, yeah, it's like they say, qidan min al azab. It's really, there's a lot of difficulty that you have to go through. No? Alhamdulillah. Yeah. Anyhow, for those who have not been very well, they try their best, and still there's no sign that they are going to improve. Yeah? But we never give up hope. That is the strength of a believer. Never give up hope. Yeah? When the time we have to go back to Allah, even how healthy you are, you will go back. Yeah? Those who are healthy, young, energetic, in the gym, taking, walking, when they fall, inna lillahi wa inna. It happened. Yeah? Those who are in the ICU, in and out, and they live longer than those who are outside sometimes. Because death have nothing to do with our sickness, actually. Death is something Allah have confirmed since Allah created us. Ajal, our ajal is confirmed by Allah. Only is unseen. And there's one thing that we always was reminded by Allah, to prepare ourselves. Yeah, to have a good ending. I think the early class, I did remind us, it's important to be among the righteous people so that they will bear witness, at least in the day of judgment. These are my good friend. These are good sisters. These are good brother. that helps. Don't underestimate this relationship. The relationship, good relationship you build under the trust in Allah, because of Allah, have a lot of benefit. Yeah. Inshallah, to all the sisters who are with us today and the brothers, may Allah reward us for all the good deeds that we have been doing. May Allah accept the Shawwal that we have been fasting for 6 days, and those who have finished the sixth Shawwal and the Ramadan, alhamdulillah, you like have a second Eid again, second celebration, because that means you completed your 6 day of Shawwal. Then now the rest of the day, you can just entertain yourself with the spirit of Malaysian open house. Malaysian are very unique in many ways. Something that is okay, as long as it does not go against the Quran and Sunnah. Sometimes it's a test for everybody, that we think that we must also have an open house. No. Our house is open for anything that is good. Before I continue, the dua that we always recite in the beginning of our class, we say to Allah, Raditu billahi rabba, O Allah, make us become people who are so pleased with you. Now, this dua is very simple, but to implement this dua in our daily life is very important. When you say Raditu billahi rabba, means whatever Allah qadar upon us, we are prepared to accept it. No complaint. Whatever Allah qadar upon us, good or bad, we redha first. That is very important. We always redha on it for good thing. Bad thing, no. But when it happen, is Allah's qadar. You must believe Allah who let it happen. So you must learn how to accept it first, and then find ways to overcome it. That's how you go it. And the way that you want to find to overcome the qadar, bil Islam dina. Islam is our way. You don't go and follow other ways. You follow the Islamic way. And how to follow the Islamic way? What be Muhammad the Nabi? Is by following the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah sent him as an example, a model for us to follow. That's why Allah said, follow him. How he remind his ummah, the first generation, to overcome problem, difficulties, pressure, from all angle, from the enemy within and also the enemy outside. The Prophet have been tested more than all of us. The first generation have been tested more than all of us. But see, at the end of the day, Allah give them extra blessing. Until today, their name has been mentioned. We still remember them because these are people who please Allah, and Allah is pleased with them. They never give up. They never fail Allah Rabbul Alamin. Whatever Allah wants them to do, they do. Whatever tests come to them, they accept. And then they have the patience and keep on praying to Allah. Never once when they are tested, they give up. Oh Allah, you're not there to protect me. You're not there to respond to my prayer. No. You never see the Sahaba complain. We complain. I've been asking, no response. Allah exists or not? And Shaitan come. God, maybe there's no God. You are just dreaming. Because Allah Almighty, when you ask anything, He want you to ask because He want you to remember that you need His help. Now, how do you feel, brothers and sisters, when you have children who keep on come back to you and ask for advice? How do you feel? Feel good. You feel so good when they keep on asking. But once they stop asking, how do you feel? Now the relation is going to get very far. Now the relation is getting further, because I don't need you. I don't need your advice. Just like husband and wife, if there is always communication, how do you feel? You feel good. You feel close. You feel that, you know, you are part of him, he's part of you. But once he, nothing. He don't talk to you anymore, no sharing, nothing. Nafsi, nafsi. You are big enough, you decide what you want to do. I am big enough, I decide what. How do you feel? Renggang, they say, renggang. Anyhow, may Allah bless all of us with the right understanding. You see, sometimes the Prophet guide us with simple dua, our daily dua, but have a lot of deep meaning. But we just make dua without really understanding. No changes in our lifestyle. You know, when we have problem, we don't know how to handle. But then get advice. Seek advice. Don't overconfident. You feel that I think I know already. I memorized it. I memorized that. Yet, but there are a lot of things we may not be alert. The blessing of the first generation, of course, the Prophet is there to guide them. Then the second generation, because the Sahaba is there to remind them. And that is why we have to have this kind of silsila, this kind of connection. Don't be overconfident. Don't only seek knowledge while you're in the class. When you have issue, you don't have to wait for another week, another Wednesday. Give a call. Now Allah have made things so easy that we can just call in. Only if anybody call me and you cannot get through me, Allah will start the attack respond. Send a message urgent, ASAP. I think inshallah we'll try to respond. It's important. Keep the connection strong, inshallah. Where is today's class? 82. Talking about a lot of signs, miscellaneous sign. Abu Huraira reported that Allah's messenger asked, whom do you consider to be a shaheed among you? It's a very straightforward question from the Prophet to the companion. Mata'udduna shaheeda fikum. The Prophet wants to see whether the Sahaba have the right understanding or not. So the Sahaba answer, whoever is killed fighting in the way of Allah is shaheed. So the Prophet said, the shaheed of my ummah would then be few. If everybody want to die shaheed, and then people will keep on dying, people go and kill them, go to war. Now who is going to take care of the future ummah? They said, who are they then, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Then the Prophet explained, one by one the Prophet is trying to explain so that his ummah have a better understanding, inshallah. Man qatala fi sabilillah fa huwa shahid. He who is killed in the way of Allah is a shahid. Now, he who is killed, that means who defend himself. No, in Islam, it's not the person who go out and kill people. Excuse me, I put on silent, but it's still coming out. Very weird. First time my phone put on silent and it still sound. You need some hijrah already. He who is killed in the way of Allah is a shaheed. I mean, to get shaheed, not necessarily to go out and fight, no. If you are defending yourself when people come to rob you, to cause harm to you, and you defend yourself, is also a shaheed for you. He who die naturally in the way of Allah is shaheed. A normal death also can be a shaheed. A normal death, you will die normally, but because you are pleased with Allah. You are struggling, you never allow whatever suffering you've gone through to make you deny Allah, to make you kufr, you hold on, you redo with Allah's qadar. It's a shaheed. Sickness, you accept the sickness, You have patience to handle, and that sickness also do not stop you from remembering Allah, but it make you get closer to Allah. Your prayer is getting more khushu', and everything is improving. Then it's a shahid for you. You know, anything you do good can be seeking knowledge. Those who are praying, suddenly they collapse and gone. It's a shahid for them. Those who are fasting, it's a shahid for them. Those who are seeking knowledge, you know that every time when you wake up in the morning and you're coming to the class, every step that you make, it's a shahid for you. You come in, you go home on the way, if anything happened, because you are in a journey to seek Allah's knowledge, it's a shahid. Talib ilm also is a shahid. He would die from disease, plague, is a shahid. He would die from abdominal illness, stomach ache, and so on, also shahid. The important thing is that you try your best to do what you must do. You don't purposely go and eat something that may cause stomach ache for you. No. That means you are torturing yourself. You eat the best food, something went wrong, and because of stomach pain, you die. It's also shahid. You see, Allah is opening up the door of Jannah. That you don't have to think that by fighting in the battlefield only you are, that is a shahid. No. Educating your children as a teacher, educating the children, the school, at school, and you die while doing this. You are doing for the sake of Allah. Because teaching somebody about what Allah Rabbul Alamin want you to do, is a great jihad. Amal ma'ruf, nahi munkar. All this is a sign of shahid. Even if you go out for swimming example, and you drown, it's a shahid. But of course, if you want to swim, you must make sure you learn how to swim. You know, if not, you don't go and say, I want shahid, man. No. That means it's commit suicide. That is commit suicide. So for children, you must make sure that water is... It's a sunnah to learn how to swim, but you must be very careful. Be very careful, especially for the children, because children love water. And then sometimes, overconfident, they go to an area is deeper than normal, and nobody is there. Or we are just careless. I've seen this happen in front of me. The mother just busy talking, just after few minutes gone. Because the baby got drowned, suddenly got floated, and whatever food come out is gone. Thing can happen, so that's why we must be very careful. Abu Hurairah also reported that Allah's messenger said, Shuhada Khamsa, shahid are five types. He who died from plague, he who died from abdominal illness, he who died by drowning, he who died under a collapsed building, and he who is killed fighting in the way of Allah. All is a sign of shahid. So don't think that shahid is just to go and fight. No. A woman who is at home protecting her honor, her family, and protecting the property, anything happen, is shahid. Ubadah bin As-Samit reported that Allah's messengers visited Abdullah bin Rawaha while he was sick. He could not move because of his illness to make space for the Prophet to sit beside him on his mattress. The Prophet asked him, do you know who are the shaheed of my ummah? The same like how he asked the other sahaba. He replied, the Muslims who are killed in the battle. Normally, people always say, those who are in the war, those who are in the front line. So the Prophet said, the shahid of my ummah would then be few indeed. If everybody go out and fight and get killed, that means his ummah is going to get lesser and lesser. A Muslim being killed in battle, of course, with the right intention. If you go out in the battlefield purely for the sake of Allah. You remember there was an incident that the Sahaba was with the Prophet in one of the battle, and then there was one also Ummah of the Prophet who is a real fighter, and he was so good in killing the enemy. So most of the companions said, he must be a real shahid. He is our hero. But when they said this to the Prophet informed him, no, he will go to hell. Now the companion got shocked. If this guy who is so strong in killing the enemies, no, better than all of us, he's a good fighter, and if he go to hell, how about us? Then we will have no future. They just don't understand why the Prophet said he will not go to paradise. But he was in the same battlefield with the prophets and the other companion. Allah gave the Prophet this knowledge that he didn't give it to us. Not everything ghaib Allah gave it to the Prophet. Certain things that Allah exposed to the Prophet, that he knows what is going to happen because Allah gave him the knowledge about the unseen, about the future. So in the other battles, the Sahaba who was with this guy also was there, and he was struck with by the enemy. He was injured and he just can't take the pain. He killed himself. And that's why the Prophet said he will not go to paradise. That is not shahid. Killing yourself is haram. Committing suicide is forbidden in Islam. Just an example. We do not know the ending. What the Prophet is trying to tell us, if you look at more of the hadith, understanding death, understanding qada and qadar, the ending, is very important. You remember one hadith the Prophet said, when a person, even has been so good in the beginning, doing all the good deeds, to us, mashallah. But before he die, he's so close to death, that is the time he changed. He start to abandon prayer. He start to do a lot of bad thing, gossiping, bad writing. Then he died. Then he go to hell. There will be a guy who, you look at them, Allah, I think no hope. He always do the bad thing. But towards the end of his life, he changed. Then he died while he is getting better. After changing, he died. Allah said he go to paradise. Now, if that is the case, how do we understand this hadith? How are we going to act upon this hadith? So if anybody do anything bad, Allah leave them alone. We don't know. Maybe he's going to have a good ending. You don't take that risk. Allah is telling us, actually, Allah knows. Somebody may do so many good things in the beginning, but Allah knows their intention, where we don't know. We value a person based on what they do. But their intention is not for Allah. That's why it won't last long. It's like anybody who just befriend with you with an agenda. You know? Because they know that you are a good person, you always help them. Oh, you are so, everything honey. Because they know that when you say you are honey, you give them money. Example, why not? You see? Then when there's no more money also disappeared. They will leave you already. Khalas. You're nobody to them. So this kind of friendship are not sincere. You don't need that kind of friend. There was a saying, a friend. Indeed. Now we all memorize this proverb, is good. Good time, bad time, you are there. That is friend. That is a good friend. It's very important to have this value. So who knows about the hypocrisy of a person? Only Allah. And the person. But to us, wow, so good. fasting, Isnin, Khamis, 13, 14, 15, Allahu Akbar, compared with us, we eat every day. This is fasting, sunnah, fasting. Wow, sunnah, prayer, 4, 2, mashallah. Compared with us, far, we only far. Yeah. But mashallah, but you don't know. No, they can act, you know, in front of us. I have a friend, I just came back from Penang. They say, Ustaz, I don't know what happened. I was involved in business. I do business with so many group of people. No, then on off the test. Then I found a group of people who is doing Hajj and Umrah business. That means religious business. Ihram, all this. Sweaty. If you come with this kind of business, surely you don't have problem. Yeah? Because people are doing Hajj and Umrah package. Where you got problem? And yeah, first order, payment, alhamdulillah. Increase order, second payment, alhamdulillah. Third order, because now we have confidence. Wow, this is good, man. Our client, a good client. No problem, I give you credit. 1 month. Now problem start. 1 year already, he never pay. Oh, he give excuses. What is that excuse? We cannot accept. Business is business. You want to buy thing from China, do you think they give you credit? No. They say, it's very Islamic. They are very Islamic. When you want this thing ready, you give us the cash, finish. The rest is your problem. It's not how you want to distribute, how when you want to sell, how much you want to sell, how much your profit, I don't care. This is our agreement. You want thing, you give us the money. That is very fair. Islamically, that is what we should do. The akad must be very clear. They are very Islamic. Yeah. Only they are not Muslim. Now we come back, we have the thing, we do business. We people who are handling Umrah and Hajj, Allahu Akbar. We thought that this is a good business now. Now they are suffering. They ask me why? I just don't understand. Yeah. See, at the surface you are doing a good business, but you are doing all this. You delay the people's payment. It's zulm. It's wrong. When you make a promise, you must fulfill. If not, then you are no more a good Muslim. This is a sign of hypocrisy. When you promise, you break your promise. Just an example. Yeah? So, that hadith is to tell us, you can lie, you can pretend, but you cannot cheat Allah. So Allah is telling us, even how good you are, at the end, Allah will show you who you are. And the people will know, righteous people will know. And then they will stay away. But then those who are bad, maybe they are ignorant. Maybe they don't have the understanding. When they ask, people say, cannot ask. Keep on asking like Yahud. They don't want to be Yahudi, so they don't ask. So they become more ignorant. Now they have a lot of unanswered question. Now we just came in from another good discussion. Asking, do God exist? These are Muslim. I don't think God is there. Very interesting question. But if you don't help them, you call us. You're gone case. Oh, then, okay. It's my future, my life. Nobody had the right to judge me. But when you listen, from their angle, they do have some point. They have some point with that. But only from one angle. They forget the other angles. So we show them the other angle. Oh, okay. Do that make sense? Is that practical to you? Is that logic? So they start to think. No, a lot of people when come to God, They don't really think. They thought that if God exists, whatever I ask, He must respond. That's our way of believing in God. Yeah. When I ask, He responds. When I ask, He responds. Even when we ask from our parents, not everything our parents will respond to you. So your parent don't exist. Your parent is there. Yeah. Like work. Just work. You just do what you have to do. But you see, no increment. You're thinking increment? People are thinking of retrenchment. You're thinking of increment. Then you become passive now. Oh, when there's no increment, I don't want to be so committed anymore. That is the biggest mistake in life. You just do what you can do. Give the best. When the time comes, if there's your risky, Allahu Akbar. But when you are not grateful, you start to be ungrateful. What will happen? Yeah. The company is just waiting for retrenchment and you show your unproductivity, that is the best. Then it's okay. Then you are gone. This is an example. You don't have a good ending. By right, do what you can. Maybe Allah Rabbul Alameen will promote you, not just give you increment, they will promote you higher. But this is value that we don't have today. Allah Rabbul Alameen, look, He wants us to follow the example of the Ansar Muhajirin. Whatever they do for the sake of Allah, all of them never expect any ajr except from Allah. They don't want you to pay something. They want reward from Allah. But if Allah wants to give us things, Allah controls the hearts of everybody. He opened the heart of A, B, C, D, people will start to come and give you some assistance, give you some help here and there. Alhamdulillah, you survive. You don't suffer. Yeah. Good friend around you is a blessing. Yeah. Don't underestimate your friend. Friend, it can be a good help to all of us. Yeah. A Muslim who's killed in the battle is shahada. Dying from plague is shahid. A woman dead because of the baby in her womb is shahida. Her baby will pull her with his umbilical cord to Jannah. All these are signs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us. Yeah? As long as your intention is clear, you do for the sake of Allah. Everything you do, you must make sure your intention is for Allah Rabbul Alameen. Yeah? It's like you are here to seek knowledge for what, sisters? For the sake of Allah, to improve your relationship with Allah, to increase your ibadah, the quality of your ibadah, to prepare yourself for your departure. We are talking about funeral, we are not dead yet. When you are dead, how can you learn? You just prepare. If something happened in the family, you know what to do. Now a lot of people, they just don't know what to do. When something happened, they get panicked, they ask you, you as a family should know the minimum that you can do. When people are so sick, what should we do, brother and sister? When you visit somebody who is not well, what should you do? Go and chit-chat, spend time, lepak-lepak, and bring a political discussion with them. Talk about business? No. Just say, don't forget, la ilaha illallah. At this point of time, you don't have to think of anything, just relax, and be calm and have peace of mind. You must have the peace of mind. This is not your time to entertain what happened at home, my children is having dinner or not. You just relax and find peace with Allah. Leave it to those who are healthy to do what they must do. That's all. Don't get upset. Don't over worry. You just get close to Allah. And then remind them of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. It was a beautiful life yesterday when I met up with Sister Zubaydah. Most of the time it's La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. MashaAllah. Yeah? It's beautiful to know that people remember Allah. We hope that we also will be given the opportunity then to complain, why this, give up hope. No. The problem I've seen is today, young doctors, they are not careful with their word. The last topic I was discussing in Sahih Muslim in a class in Menara Polo, where I have been having my class more than 20 years over there. Yeah, we are coming to the end of Sahih Muslim, talking about the adab of talking. When you want to say something, when you call somebody, what kind of word you should use. You know, even your finding is this and that, but you don't ever give up hope, and you go and send the negative news to anybody. Because hope, death is not in the hand of you and me. We die is not because of cancer. We die because Allah said it's time for you to go back. That's all. Because they send the wrong message to them. They say we have done our best, nothing more we can do. You can prepare yourself. So alhamdulillah, they call. I said, who decide, whether we are going to die or not? It's not the doctor. The doctor should use a better word. Yeah, don't worry. No. Yeah, we try our best and you try. We both parties must try. Depression is anxiety, worry, can be a silent killer. No. So don't give up hope. Allah has warned us, لَا تَخْنَطُ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Never give up hope. Yeah. In Allah. Why must you give up hope? Yeah. You can prepare, but you don't give up hope. Just an example, the living example. We have a brother Arifin. Maybe some of you may know brother Arifin, an elderly brother. Every Sunday he'll be here. When he's around, he will call the azan always. Ramadan, every single night, he was here. MashaAllah. When he was in coma for a while, when he got admitted, to us, with all the machine, we know that, you know, maybe he won't live long. You know? But Allah, Kareem, He has said, the minute I'm awake and back home, I'm going to come here. And Allah accept his prayer. Until today, he never failed. Every Ramadan, every night, he is one of the person who arrived here earlier. Allahu Akbar. He was in the machine. Coma, you cannot, he cannot respond to you anymore. But at the end, who is the one who decide to take our life? Is Allah. وَلِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ أَجَلٌ فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلٌ لَيَسْتَقِرُ سَاءٌ وَلَيَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. Allah is the one who fixed the ajal. When the time comes, even you are healthy, you are wealthy, you are powerful, nobody can stop you from going back to Allah. Yeah? Have that faith, inshallah. Yeah? So the whole hadith, if you look at this, is talking about the same kind of thing. The Prophet always asks his companion about who is among you who will die as a shaheed. Majority will say those who kill in the battlefield, those who are fighting, you know, for the cause of Allah. Yeah? But then the Prophet is telling us, you know, a woman's been killed for the cause of Allah, a woman death during delivery is shahada, death from burning is shahada, death from drowning is shahada, death from tuberculosis is shahada, the death from abdominal illness is a shahada. Show you that there are so many things that can offer us the shaheed. Yeah? And then the hadith, he who killed while defending his property is a shaheed. Who he killed while defending his family is shaheed. Who is killed while defending his deen is shaheed. And who is killed while defending his blood, person is a shaheed. That means who help anybody for the sake of Allah, and you were killed because of helping a person for the sake of Allah, you get all the shaheed. Yeah. And who he killed while protecting an oppression against him is a shaheed. And anybody do something bad and you are fighting back for the right cause, the intention is for the sake of Allah, you don't have anything to worry about. Yeah? The untrue signs. Some people consider the occurrence of certain natural phenomena such as eclipse, earthquake, when someone dies, an indication of the greatness and the worth of the person before Allah. And this is a superstitious belief that Allah's Messenger rejected. When his son Ibrahim died, then the sun eclipsed on the same day. And this is why, you know, when Abraham, this is the last son of the Prophet. Yeah? He got Qasim, Abdullah, and this is the last one. Yeah? Ibrahim is the last son of the Prophet. And you know, among the Arabs, when you don't have any male in the family, gone. That means your surname is going to end there. Because when you have daughter, your daughter married, the children is not carrying your name anymore. It's carrying the name of the husband, the father. Yeah, that's why you don't say Hassan, Hassan bin Muhammad, Hassan bin Ali, Hussein bin Ali. Yeah, even if the son of Fatima, the daughter of the Prophet, but they don't carry the name of the father anymore. So when Ibrahim passed away, the pagan was so happy. They said, our God have punished this Muhammad. Gone case. He will not be remembered by anybody after this. Khalas. This is the end of his mission, his future, no more. Of course, the Prophet as a father feels sad. Yeah? Then, one of the reasons this ayah, surah was read, Inna a'tainakal kawthar. فَصَلِّ رَبِّكَ وَنْهَرْ إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ وَالْعَبْدَ was revealed because of them. Allah has given to you, O Muhammad, a lot of goodness. Just remember Allah. Don't stop your prayer and prepare to sacrifice. Just do what Allah wants to do. Inshallah, those who said all these things to you, they will be destroyed. Allah will make your name known by your ummah. Not only the ummah of the Prophet know who is Muhammad. Even the enemies still talk about him until today with bad intention. But they have to talk about Muhammad. But then later on, even all this not yet Muslim, professionals, scholars confirm that Muhammad is a very good model. If he will be alive today, he will be able to solve all the political problems. Because he was the best leader, humble, sincere, honest, that you cannot get in the history of mankind today. Everybody have their own agenda. Where Prophet Muhammad SAW have no agenda except to bring everybody close to Allah Rabbil Alamin. You want the power, you keep your power with you. I just want you to believe in Allah. And you do what you must do. Allahu Akbar walillahi alhamd. Yeah? So people start to say, look at the sun now. The sun even curse. Yeah, Muhammad now, you see. Now the sun passed away, the sun eclipsed. Because they said that when the eclipse of the sun is always in the daylight. Suddenly, you find that you are in darkness. Yeah, so this is a bad sign to them. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remind us, everything that happened, there is a reason. But Allah never said the eclipse of the sun or the moon is because of the death of somebody. No. Because of the birth of somebody. No. It's because Allah wants to show us His power. And the daylight, in the daylight, Allah can make it dark. Yeah? It's up to Allah. It's Allah's what you said is Allah's Qadr. So he, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, hastened to give a speech to the people in which he said, Amma ba'du. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used, when he wanted to address somebody, officially, he would say, Amma ba'du, ayyuhan nas, O people. Look at the Prophet's word. Yeah? He said, ayyuhan nas, O people. Inna ahl al-jahiliyyah kanu yaquluna inna shamsa wal qamara la yakhsifana illa al-maut al-azim. Indeed, the people who are ignorant, the jahiliyyah, used to think that the sun and the moon would not eclipse except when a great person dies. Indeed, the sun and the moon are among Allah's sign. They do not eclipse for any person, death or life. Allah only frightens his servant with death to make them be aware something is changing. Now people will get worried, what is happening to us? Qiyamah. Some people will get worried, they get, oh, let us pray now, let us pray. This is why the Prophet wants us to pray, to remember Allah. When something changes, the important thing that we should do is to remember Allah. So we experienced this one, that the eclipse of the moon in one of our youth camp. We were having our camp outside in an open area. Then we were informed the eclipse of the moon is going to take place. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, so we get all the children ready, you know, and we do our prayer. There is a khutbah also for this. Yeah, khutbah. It was beautiful. Then you can see the witness. The moon is starting to clear. Yeah, and then we keep on reminding them about the signs of Allah Rabbul Alameen. For believers, we know how to handle the changes. For non-believers, what we always do when they say there's an eclipse of the sun and the moon, what normally we would do? We get busy doing what? Waiting to look. Just look. Taking binoculars, you know. Maybe when you wear some kind of sunglasses, we are worried that, you know, it may cause some effect to our eyesight. No, you don't. That is not important. The important thing is to remember Allah more. Yeah. And the Prophet also encouraged people at that point of time to do what? Other than praying? To give out charity. That means when you see some sign, something is happening that you cannot control, it is also a reminder, whatever good thing that you can do, do. Because by doing good thing, brother and sister, it helps us to push away a lot of bad thing. Inna al-hasanat yuzhibna sayyat in Surah Hud, Allah said, good thing always come in timely to stop all the bad thing from coming in. We can't see all this. This is unseen, but we just have to believe, have faith, and do it. Yeah? So that's why the Prophet ﷺ said, when you observe the eclipse of the sun or moon, hasten to remembering him, supplicating to him, seeking his forgiveness, give charity, freeing slave if we have slave, and praying in the masjid until it end. If there is a masjid performing, if not, wherever you are, the Prophet said, one of the beauty of my ummah, Allah had made this earth a place of worship. That means you don't have to look for a building. Without a building, anywhere, open area, where there is clean, you face the Qibla, you can worship Allah Rabbul Alam. Yeah? Signs of an evil end. The following table present a list of the evil sign numbered from 1 to 8, not necessarily in order of importance. This is just some signs. Yeah? Dying while in a state of disbelief. You believe, but the time that before you want to die, you start to disbelieve. I don't believe. Don't call me to pray. I don't believe in this praying anymore. Don't call me to do this. I don't believe anymore. Now that is a very, very bad sign. No. Committing suicide is a bad sign. No. the latest info that we got, you know what happened? And maybe you also get the same kind of message around. These are some Muslim before they want to get married. You all got this message before you want to marry with this. Both must go for a DNA to check. We have the health check for AIDS. Yeah? Now, this check is to make sure that the woman is virgin. They want to marry virgins. Not here. Not, alhamdulillah, not in Malaysia. So, that is not right for you to do that, you know. So, and then this girl have been confirmed twice. He have to go through twice. And then it's confirmed she is a virgin. So they got married. Wallahu a'lam, how they do it. And then after marrying, the husband are not satisfied. He say, I want my wife to go for the third checkup. The parent was so upset. What do you want? I know our children, my daughter have never gone out with anybody, always at home. But the husband gave excuse that I feel different. Not in our country, alhamdulillah. Yeah. And then what happened to this girl? She commits suicide. She just can't take it anymore. What do you want her to go through again? Of course, now you cannot say that she's a virgin. No, because you but you see these crazy ideas on that. No, it's wrong. You cannot take your life. The best thing is, since you said that you have doubt in me, call us, set me free. You are not going to live because of this guy, you are not going to die because of him. But sometimes when you are so frustrated, you know, you just take everything, you know, by yourself, you decide that is wrong. You must give them the right spirit. This kind of man is not worth living. From the beginning, he having this problem, you are going to suffer. And actually, what happened? He said that, if you don't go for the checkup, I'm going to take another one. And this is their double pressure. Double pressure. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Dying while performing an act of disobedience. Number 4, refusing to say shahada at the time of death. When you can still talk, but you say, make shahada, don't forget life. You just smile at you. Yeah, sometimes you have this kind of people, yeah? Very sad. I mean, they can say it out. They still can come and talk to you, but you remind, just say la ilaha illallah, please, say la. Once they can say that, then you don't pressure them again. But those who can keep on reciting, la ilaha illallah, me, like a friend called us and said, we don't know whether she died as a shahada or not, but when we call her to respond, when teach him or to respond, he seems to respond because he cannot speak anymore. He responds with pressing your hand. But that one we cannot confirm. That kind of response sign we cannot confirm. No. At least you say, now if you can follow me and move your finger to say that only one God you believe. And at least some sign, but just press that they, maybe he's struggling. Maybe he's in pain. No? So that one we cannot. Even before that he was talking about about going to be a Muslim, but it's just good feeling, but you cannot confirm until there is one sign. And that's why you remember I say, when you make shahada, raise up your finger. This is very important, it's a sunnah, so that in case when you have problem with all the tube, you cannot say anything clear anymore, at least when people shahada, you move your hand. Oh, you find peace. But there are people, and then you can, at least the sign is there. The sign is there. What? Yeah. At least you are trying, and the sign is there, then you can say, I believe that he made shahada, based on the sign that Allah have given us. And then you can pray salat janazah already. You may not able to take the mayat and do what you want to do as a Muslim, because the other member of the family don't allow, but at least you can perform prayer for them. Yeah, inshallah. Yeah. Now, refusing to say shahada at the time of death is common today. Yeah, very common. Yeah. I have witnesses this in front of me. When I call them, they just refuse. So we can't say anything. But there are people who, mashallah, you say shahada, they just respond, Allahu Akbar. And then after responding, they're gone. You can feel Allah's blessing, the tranquility, the peace. Yeah? Then Allah, yeah, send down that what Allah said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُوا عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. You know there's an extra angel that Allah sent to us. If you are very consistent in your iman, good time, bad time, you never forget Allah. You never say, oh Allah, you don't care about me. No, you never. You don't have doubt in Allah. You're rather with what Allah ordained on you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised us in the Quran, the time that you want to go back to Him, He will send an extra angel to whisper into your heart, through your ear, La taqaf. No fear, no worry. Be happy. Allah will send the angel and whisper to you, and you have a good ending. Why? Because Allah have promised you Jannah, and this is what you want, and Allah is preparing Jannah for you. What is there to be upset? But you must be istiqamah. That's why when we do anything, be consistent. Your prayer, be consistent. Your good deeds, be consistent. As long as you still can do. Yeah? Being condemned after death by righteous Muslim is not a good sign. When you die, it so happens some good people around, dia ni patut lah, enough now. He's so bad. That is not a good sign. Yeah. Good sign is somebody will say, no, he was so good. That means still people remember your good deeds. That is a good sign. When people talk about your bad deeds after you die, you know, it's gone. You can be emperor, king, there's no value anymore. Yeah? Addiction to alcohol. You still die with drinking alcohol. You people who are dying very thirsty sometimes. They want water. You give them water, they don't want. You give them zamzam, they vomit out. They want brandy, whiskey. Yeah. And this happened. This happened. Yeah? Ill-treating their parents, shouting, dishonoring, abusing your parents, you die. Yeah. Having no ghaira for the family. Ghaira means you don't care. You don't care about anybody. Sudden death. Sudden death is something we all want. Easy death. Okay? But the Prophet don't like that. Caught by surprise, we do not know where we are prepared or not. So that's why sickness, health, sickness again, that process is something that the Prophet loved. Because that will prepare us better and prepare our living, our loved one. They are now more prepared. A sudden death caught a lot of people by surprise. And there's so many things that you want to remind them, we don't have that opportunity. Maybe we got wasiat to wasiat. We got nazar to fulfill. Maybe we owe people some money, wondering, I have been the treasurer, I kept this. Please, anything happened to me, send all these things back. A sudden death may cause a lot of unrest. You know? It's not a good, to us it's a senang mati. No, Islamically it's not a good sign. You know? Dying before repenting from a major sin. We know that we have been doing a lot of bad things, but we hope that the ending will start to change. But we still carry on with all the bad habit, and that is not a good sign. The last hadith I want to share with you, evidences for bad sign, dying while in a state of disbelief, meaning this is the major reason for punishment after death. There are numerous texts from the Quran and Sunnah confirming it. It applies to anyone who is invited to Islam and reject it until his soul departs from his body. Such a person abides in hell forever. Khalidina fiha. Jabir bin Abdul reported that Allah's Messenger said, Man mata la yushrik billahi shay'an dakhla jannah. Wa man mata yushrik billahi shay'an dakhla nar. Whoever die joining none with Allah, that means do not commit shirk, he will go to paradise. But whoever die committing shirk, denying Allah, will not enter paradise. That's why those family who are not yet Muslim is really something that we have to work closely with them, reminding them. We don't know. Don't judge them. That's why it's not right for us to be judgmental. You see some of your friend now, he is so far away from Islam, but don't start to condemn them. Just try your best to get close to them, remind them, you don't know, they may change. Take them as an example, a reminder for you not to follow what is wrong. That is good. But don't condemn them. Try your best to reach out, save them. You cannot save them directly, save them indirectly. Do whatever you can. At the end of the day, it's a win-win situation. Can you imagine, brother and sister, you have a friend who is so far from Islam, who is very unfaithful. You talk to him, you tell him, then suddenly he changed. Can you imagine that all his good deeds, now you have a share in it? He'll be so thankful that if Allah will have him to go to paradise first because of his ending, do you think that he will forget you? No. Suddenly, he saw us somewhere. Oh, no. I am here because of him. Oh Allah, I bear witness. He is the one who helped me. Allah knows. You don't have to tell Allah, but Allah is trying to tell us what can happen to us by doing good thing to a friend. Helping them to get close to Allah, you don't lose anything. The only thing, you must have patience. So may Allah give us the patience and understanding, inshallah. Q&A, fatafadda. Any question? That's our way. Yes. No, it's okay. It's happy. It's not something we really mean anything negative. Actually, the kasihan is more on the family members. Kasihan now, they lost their father, they lost their mother. That feeling is, if it's positive, is nothing wrong. But don't entertain that. If possible, of course you feel kasihan, the family, that is good. The first thing we do as a Muslim who learn about Quran and Sunnah, accept the fact, and then if you remember their good things, talk about that. If you don't know anything, just pray for that. Allahumma ighfir laha warhamha, just pray, because the Prophet said, after saying inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, ask Allah to forgive their soul. That's all. Do your little thing that you can do. It can be something very important for them. Insha'Allah. Naam. Any other question from the other sisters? Fadali. mati syahid. Okay. You know, they got 20 over signs. This is just some sign. Because the other hadith we just talk about the other sciences, and now you add other hadith talk about the other things. Everything you come to about 20 over sciences about the good ending. Yeah. That means the opportunity for all of us to die shaheed is always there. Only your intention is very important. Your nawaitu is very important. You remember the time of the Prophet, he said that three men will be called by Allah in Day of Judgment. One is the one who died in the battlefield. Then Allah will ask him, because he is so strong, Allah give him the energy, the knowledge, he's really a gladiator, a fighter. But then Allah said, yes, I know, you have killed so many disbelievers, or you have killed the enemy. But for who do you do this? He said, for you, Allah. Allah said, "Kazzabta, you are a liar. You just want to show your strength. Then you want people to hero worship you. Now people have been talking about you. People are giving you this medal, that award, this award. You get everything they're doing now. What you want from me? Khalas, go to hell. Now who knows the intention only you. So make sure that your intention is clear. The second group, the Prophet was said that he will call, and then Allah will ask him, what do you do with the wealth I've given you? MashaAllah, you have billion and billion, you have so much property. What do you do? Oh Allah, sadaqah here, masjid here, madrasa here. For who? Yes, you have done that. You have done that. Yeah. At the surface, you have been doing all these things, but now Allah, for whom do you do this for? For you, kazabta. You do this, you want people to talk good about you. You want people to admire you. You are a donor, you are a rich person. You got all the praise in this world. Nothing from you. The third one is the people of knowledge, or people who qari, recite Quran so beautifully, mashallah. Then when people hear your recitation, they cry, but you don't cry. You know, you are just good in reciting. When people hear your voice, they will cry, see the, how beautiful, but you yourself don't cry because you love. That is what you call a gift from Allah. You have beautiful voices. But then Allah asks you, what do you do with the knowledge I give you? Oh, I teach here, I teach there, I go here. Yes, yes, and for whom? For you, no. You want people to give you this, to praise you, you are the best qari, you know, this and that. You get all the praises. Now, frankly speaking, brothers and sisters, you will be surprised to see what is happening. When we travel for our mission, you will see that the people, the organizers sometimes cry, feel so bad, so down, because they invite all the good people. They try to get the best people down for their conferences. They try to invite the best qari. Because well known. But when they come, only Allah knows. They suffer. The organizers suffer a lot. They want everything the best. They give them the best. First class, 5-star, got 7-star, 7-star. It's chopped a special car for them. But if somebody just cannot, they were late and then they cannot, they are going to give a khutbah. And this guy have nothing to do. He said, can you please help us to give a khutbah here? No. One happened. He said, no, I'm not here to give khutbah. I'm here just to recite the Quran. That is my duty. The second occasion people share with us, they promise to come. They are here already. They say, no problem, I'll come. They did not turn up for the conference. But they are there already. They are busy shopping. Only Allah knows. No, we don't understand a lot of things because we are not involved in all these things. Those who are involved stands enough. We have wasted a lot of our time, money, and we don't understand these people of knowledge. People who are so good, people know them because of the, but only Allah knows when you deal with them. Allah musta'an. It's important. Na'am. Sebelum what? Meninggal. Okay. Of course. Okay. He do his level best. You remember what Allah said, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. I give an example. Lately I met few elderly people. So it happened that they have their own sickness. They cannot keep themselves clean. Yeah? And then every few minutes urinating. Yeah. So it's not clean at all with the pampers and so on. So I said, you just pray. Your situation is not like normal people anymore. No, when you are like that, Allah said, do your level best. Who is going to come and keep on changing your pamper? No, nobody would do that. Time for you to pray, you just take your wudu, whatever you can. If time you tayammum, don't miss your prayer. All the condition yang kena ini, kena itu, is for those who are normal. Example, if our family member, our elders who are not well now, you call them, sometimes they remember, sometimes they their mind is no more there. They cannot focus anymore. But you just remind them because they have been praying. Don't forget your zuhur now. Okay, they pray. One rakaat, they give salam. Zuhur is someone rakaat. One rakaat, hey, you only pray one. Don't bother them anymore. At that point of time, they do their level best. If one, but they know that it's four, but they are only performing one, Allah accept. Allah is merciful. That's why Allah said, do whatever you can. Because their mind is not there, they cannot focus anymore. It sometimes what you said, the mind what laps. You know? You cannot focus anymore. He will do again. If you call him, betul ni, baru satu rakaat. Ya ka? Okay, pray again Allah. Tu rakaat, salam. Itu rakaat. Then you are going to torture them. Let them do. You just remind them, and they will do their level best. And leave it to them. Allah knows best. I'm not here to say that we change the rule. Because at that point of time, your cleanliness, everything is not important. Do you still remember Allah? That is important. Because example, you are arrested as a prisoner of war. Do you think people will go you and take wudu? No, you urinate in the shell. You do everything there. So, do you think they will give you a long trousers to wear to tutup your aura? No, no way. Can you pray? Yes. Even though you are wearing a suspender, you don't wear anything at all, they don't give you anything to wear. You can still pray. At that point of time, you do your level best, Allah accept. Islam is a very simple religion when Allah says, لَا يُقَلِّفَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعًا. Try to understand. When Allah says, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمْ يُسْرًا وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمْ أُسْرًا. Many ayah Allah have shown us, but only people who have knowledge will know how to adjust themselves. You got it, says inshallah. Don't force them. Eh, tak betul lah. And then they get tired already. Kalau this what I'm, betul lah. Tak betul, saya saksi, saya tengok ni. Bapak baru dua rakaat. Zohor empat. What? Because to them, that's the only thing they remember. Don't worry. Yeah. You just remind them khalas. Yeah. Now. No, of course, it's our responsibility to help, to assist, to remind. It's our responsibility. The one who are there next to you, what are you there for? To do something, just to remind. But now he cannot remember a lot of things anymore. So whatever he can do, let it be. He say, ah, okay, who want to help me to take wudu? You cannot take wudu like normal anymore. You can just kind of wash, or you do the tayammum for them, or you do the major parts. And then they can start to pray. Where's the qibla? Here is your qibla. Do you think you want to push him or surface the qibla? Who want to do this to you? Nobody is going to do that anymore. At the point of time, they do whatever they can. Allah is very, very just. His mercy is unbelievable. Yeah. Just do your level best. That's what you have to do. Question? Yes, boy. Now, let the sister then come back to my father, sis. What is the best way to protect yourself? The Prophet highly recommend us to have wudu, number one. Okay? Secondly, don't forget to recite the prayer before you go to bed. You can recite Fatiha, Ayatul Kursi, the last two ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah is you memorize, and the three kul. Now all this, and then dua before you go to bed. Bismika Allahumma amutu wa ahya. Why? Because you want that your sleeping will be considered as an act of ibadah to Allah. That means you end your day, that particular day, by remembering Allah. That is the best thing for us to do. Two nights ago, there was a boy asking me, can we watch television before we go to bed? What do we say? Can we watch television program before we go to bed? Yeah, we always do that. But because we want to know what's happening around the world. No problem. But we hope that at least before you really close your eye, you remember Allah. Because we do not want the movie that is still on and you went to sleep already. We are worried that you will die with the movie. You know? At least you say dua and then you sleep. Yeah, it is a sunnah if you want to blow. This is the time that the Prophet allowed you to blow. Each time you say Qulullah, Qulullah, then you blow and then you wipe over your from the head down to your body. Yeah. No, each time after you recite the three, you blow three times. Three set. The Qulullah three times, Qulullah Falak three times, Qulullah Bidnas three times. No, each time you finish one set, you blow. So you blow three times. But you don't blow into any water. No. You don't go and reset. and then you drink. No. Don't do that. Yeah. Yeah. Or you want to do three kulon law, blow one, three kulon falat, you can do it. Can also. Yeah. The Prophet encouraged you to do three times, before you go to bed. Three kali kulang fala. Yeah. Yes, Sister Fauzia Faddali. You heard what? Okay. Yeah. It's not necessary to overdo things. Yeah, but if he still can't sleep, it's better for him to her to keep on reciting the verses of Allah or the zikr than just do nothing and then he still can't sleep. It's good for her actually not to just recite that. Call her to recite the Quran from Alif Lam Mim Al Baqarah. That would be better. Yeah, sometimes when you reach a certain age, you may have that problem, sleeping problem. Yeah, we know. Sometimes you may encounter. No. The only thing the Prophet encouraged us when Fatima and Ali, after they got married, then Fatima was a bit, tired in taking care of the household and so on, asking if possible, that they have a pembantu rumah, maid and so on. So the Prophet came to know about this, and the Prophet visit them while they are lying down. The Prophet came back a bit late, went to them, and they went to sit up. He said, no, sleep, lie down. No, the Prophet just sit in between and then hold them and said, do you want me to teach you something that is better than just having a maid? By saying takbir, Allahu Akbar, 34 times, then tasbih, subhanallah, tahmid, alhamdulillah, 33, the first one, 34. That is better for all of you than to have a maid. A maid is just to help us physically. Yeah? But sometimes maid also add more problem to us. No? Now you have to take care extra thing. The maid should help you, but their maid make things more dirty. Yeah, make you more headache. Yeah, you can say that. Now to show us the power of zikrullah. No? It's very powerful. Especially when you're weak, when you're alone, make a lot of zikr. Yeah? Then you see that Allah gives you extra energy. Yeah? Inshallah, you try your level best. Sister, please, like what I said, when you have any other issue that you may not be aware of, just call and let us try our best to help each other, remind each other. Yeah? So may Allah help us. Brothers, is there any question from the brothers? Oh, last one, the boy. Yeah, sorry, I forget the young boy. Yes. Again. Ah. Oh, mashallah. You don't have to worry about. Allah will help us. Whatever that you are worried here, there's nothing to worry over there. No, when you go to Jannah, Allah will let everything happen in the way you like it to happen. Thing that you want, that you are forgetting, Allah will make you remember. Who will make us see things is Allah. Who will make us remember is Allah. So our parents don't forget you, you cannot forget your parent. No? The parent always love you, you must love them more. Understand? Then Allah will love you more. Inshallah.
La, lu. Ustaz?
Yes.
Can we see magic tricks?
Can we what?
Can
we? Yeah. Magic trick. Oh, yeah, you can just, this is an art. It is not magic, actually. It's just an art, the skill you have to play around with things, no? It's not magic. It's just word that people say, magic, that magic, that's no magic. Yeah, no, you can see, no problem. You can see. But always remember, anything that is dangerous, don't try. Yeah, don't try. People will take something and then they poke into their mouth and then into their nose and come out from the mouth. Don't do that. Yeah, yeah. People have gone through a lot of training. Maybe they have gone through some pain and so now they're used to it. They know how to organize everything. It's different. Yeah, but just to wash something, to see something is okay, no problem. Yeah? Understand that?
Yes.
Good, alhamdulillah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, okay, no problem. Yeah. It's just a skill, it's an art. People are very fast in their hands. Gone. When I was in Pakistan, in a conference, outside the conference hall, you have one person who is selling all the equipment. Equipment to show how fast he do his magic. Then I was watching, saying, how to do this? I bought some bag also, but I forget how to do it. No, I bought the thing, you know, the way he showed me. Well, it's so fast. It's just the art, because the skill you have. Itu yang kata, the Malay call apa? Magician apa? Silap mata, only silap mata, meaning your eye silap. Your mata tengok, then the thing just happened. Yeah. May Allah bless us, inshallah, children. Yeah. There's nothing wrong. Last one, inshallah. That is not encouraged. We have hadith on certain things that the Prophet don't want you to waste time doing things that do not benefit you sometimes. It's just some game that do not benefit you. The game also, with the ladder and so on. Because this kind of game actually do not really give us any benefit. It's just, laghwiyah is a game without any benefit. So the Prophet don't like his ummah to waste time. It's just like playing chess. The Prophet don't like. There's a lot of things that the Prophet don't like. Oh, other they have bigger one. Yeah. Not encouraged. It is, yeah, the Prophet when he was asked about all this kind of game, he said, no. It depends. There are certain things that the Prophet do allow you, but certain things, because you are too focused, all this kind of game, you are really, your mind is 100% there. You know? You may even forget Allah. Anything that make you forget Allah, stay away. Yeah, inshallah. Hope to see you again, inshallah. And once again, brother and sister, for those who have finished their 6 hours, alhamdulillah, may Allah reward all of us. For those who are still struggling, try your best. For those who can't make it, don't worry. Yeah? Don't worry, inshallah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. For sister who just arrived today, who participate, who don't have the guideline in the event of death, yeah, we still have some extra copies. Yeah, just to keep this info handy.